Why can the 1% do what you can't do? And how could you? In my site statistics, it is readily apparent that 70% of all visitors to my site are brand new, and have never visited before. They come from some old article, and have no idea about the scope of the work that is delivered here. Most of the visitors are interested in finding out their eating style. The second biggest group is interested in the law of attraction as far as getting money, attracting money goes. And the third highest number are people who think they are already enlightened. Maybe 2 people a week are interested in what I am really doing, using energy to transform misery to productivity and fulfillment. Turn 99%ers into 1%ers. Only a few people refer their friends or their family to me, because what happens to them is not flashy. Starting out being miserable like everyone else but pretending to be happy, thinking yourself worthless, not okay, not measuring up, going to finally getting things done, paying attention to what is important, etc. is not flashy. Most people cannot see the difference. You really cannot see what you cannot distinguish. Losing 30 pounds? Yeah, very visible. Having a pile of money? Very visible. No need to see how, and why, and what it took. By the way, this article will, through 3 clients' recent email, show you what happens that unless you can see it, you can't see it. All the results happen from clients starting to see what they could not see before. Chances are that unless you have had your DNA adjusted, you won't see it either. Sorry. I guess you are here to change your results in the having. And eventually that will change too. But first the foundation needs to change. The seed level. Seeing. The biggest learning during these 10 years has been that nothing, literally nothing, can be changed with just coaching or words. Or exercises. Or processes. Or courses. Or yelling at people. Lol. People who can change with coaching don't need any energetic, any DNA adjustment. They already have that foundation in order. They are the 1%. My clients, my students can't use coaching effectively until they get their DNA adjusted. What you see and what they don't see is invisible to you. You can't see that a high achiever can see stuff you can't see. I have been watching 2 to 3 videos from Alex Hormozi, a high achiever. I am also reading his book. He makes millions of dollars a month. Obviously, he doesn't need my services. And neither does his wife. They are a team. They don't seem to have a limit to what they can do. But they are the 1 in a billion example. Smarter than even Jeff Bezos, or Charlie Munger. But the overwhelming majority of humanity isn't Alex Hormozi, not even his clients who already have the businesses he can make his millions from. The overwhelming majority of humanity, the 99%, can only produce bigger results if and when they have their DNA adjusted. The most limiting DNA constellation is the child genes. They are on at the beginning of life, so the child can allow the parent or caretaker to take care of them. But around age 3 these 2 genes are supposed to turn off. And because parents don't encourage that, for most people 1 or both of those genes stays on. Thus rob the child of independence, of the feeling that they need to actively produce results. The child keeps relying on the parent. And never becomes self-sufficient. The second most limiting is the permission gene, how much you are willing to put yourself in uncomfortable new situations to satisfy your innate curiosity, to discover, to explore, to grow. And the third is the responsibility gene, that can't even be turned on until the first 3 are on. It is the ability to see and own what is yours, what you have power over, and what you can change. Change, so you can have smooth sailing, so you can achieve what you intend to achieve, so you can put your energies where you can make what you intend happen. I have recently adjusted a group of people's DNA. And things are happening. I say that without those genes in the position nature intended them to be, your chances for freedom, self-expression, fulfillment, real achievement are between 0 and none. The 1%ers are different mainly in their genes that are adjustable. 70% nature, 30% nurture. Things are happening as a result of the adjustment of genes. It sounds a lot like popcorn popping. First a pop here and there, and then a lot more, and then most are popping. Some, just like in popcorn, refuse to pop. 1 here and there. It's not easy to see what changes in the beginning, because change is in what you see. And what you see is what you see. Until someone points out what you could start to see, you don't know that you are seeing it. And then, when you see it, you start acting consistent with what you now see, and that is when you know that something has happened. Huh? True. But, of course, you have to look in reality, not in your memory. Your memories won't change. So what you see won't change either. For me, nothing sounds better than that popcorn popping. Nothing I achieve gives me more pride. This is why I have always loved nature, gardening, teaching. Somehow causing something beautiful without actually doing it. Allowing the student, allowing nature to do it. You do the growing, you say the beautiful things, you suddenly start starting, and I am a proud mama. I watch as something I have been teaching to someone for years, and suddenly they get a glimpse. And once they see it, they can't unsee it. The rest of this article will be about those glimpses. Sharing what my clients are seeing due to the adjustment of the child genes, the permission gene, and the responsibility gene. An aside, I have been calling this capacity activation for a decade, but it is and has always been DNA adjustment, turning a gene that is off on. I just didn't want to sound like all those kooky others prattling about DNA activation. Activation they didn't do, can't do, but can talk and talk and talk about it. Okay, let's start with Dee from England. Hi Sophie Dash. I am noticing my knee-jerk reaction to explain or my forceful nature to be right is getting weaker. I am becoming more willing to look and this is exciting. The tangible results are emerging. I am much less overwhelmed or tired. I am becoming a better listener. I can hear more. I am not as deaf as I thought. This has been quite eye-opening how much I am missing not being present. You are amazing, Sophie. Thank you. Straight testimonial. Nothing specific. I highlighted the sentence that says the value I think she got. Second is M from Eastern Europe. I think I'm starting to see what you mean. I haven't seen intrinsic value in myself yet, although I feel like this conversation is a nudge in the right direction. It seems that because I haven't really distinguished the three levels of value, they were all collapsed into one thing, so that in my eyes every worthless would be a judgment, with wrong attached to it. Which I would take personally, because to my impoverished view it would seem so total, final, irredeemable. I would fight against it tooth and nail, try to prove it and disprove it, making my whole life about that. Because from that point of view worthless would feel almost like I don't have a right to live. But on the extrinsic level worthless can be simply an assessment. And on the intrinsic level I am worth as much as anybody else, like you said. And nothing can change that. But that's something I'd been completely blind to. I have been teaching the three levels of value. I learned about values at the same time when my own real growth began. I saw that Landmark was right that for you everything is the same as everything else, except that not always. No distinctions. You are blind to the degree that you lack distinctions. I had no idea what value was. No idea that there were levels of value. I had never seen that the way I saw value didn't make me any better than Hitler. I saw no human values, I only saw that something was valuable enough for me to pay for it. Meaning, I never saw people, honesty, loyalty, diligence, or any intrinsic values. I was the firing queen. Before this DNA adjustment, M had only seen systemic value. I can only imagine how horrible it had been for him to feel that the world was telling him that he was worthless. In the binary dimension there is not even gradation. Gradation would be, today I was more worthless than yesterday. Systemic value judgment is a stamp of disapproval. The drop of the judge's gavel. A life sentence, you don't deserve to be alive. All his moves with which I've become familiar in the past 8 to 9 years came from this sentence, if you want to stay alive, you have to lie, pretend, boast, ask clever questions, all to earn a little more permission to stay alive. And he proves to us that until you see something, it doesn't exist for you, even if it's the best thing for you, what you have always wanted for yourself. This is why I've gone the energetic route, the DNA adjustment route. I realize that talk and more talk, and better talk doesn't make it possible for people to see something their genes don't allow them to see. The child gene won't allow you to see any adult things, or the adult view of things. You are stuck in the child's unevolved view. He is not alone, billions of people are also in the same boat. Their one or two child genes never turned off like they were supposed to. The whole power of the turned off child gene manifested fully, and instantly I may add, when I turned on the responsibility gene. I am in awe at the power of the DNA has on your view. And M has a new lease on life. Or so it seems. The third person is someone who has done Landmark Education's programs. Who studied to become an architect. So we have a lot in common. But we spent the almost 9 years since we first spoke alternating between him loving me and him hating me. I have never met physically any of these people, by the way. Just so you know. Anyway, I got an email from him this morning. It was his number 834, but who is counting? This was the first email he ever sent me where I felt that I was heard. That what I say matters. That he saw someone outside of himself. I'll write more about what he saw in another article. Because what he saw is worth teaching. But only if you have had your DNA adjusted. I need to be okay that for now only 10% of my readers can benefit from what I teach, what I write. The ones who are willing to spend their money on their DNA adjustment. The rest, they can only hear what they have always heard. If you have had your child genes adjusted, email me so I can turn on responsibility, the gene, for you. And if you want to start leaving the 99%, get your DNA adjusted so you can benefit from the coaching, the distinctions, my whole work. The price is going up a little bit every day. Get your DNA adjusted. Go to www.yourvibration.com/adjust4genes. Child genes, permission gene, and responsibility.